Hello and welcome to this, our service from the Church of the Epiphany for Sunday, March the 19th. The flowers in the sanctuary today are to the glory of God and in memory of Jan's parents, Donald and Mildred McCall, and special aunt, Marion Lyons, given by Jan and Ron and family. Well, we had a great St. Patrick's Day. Thanks to everyone who contributed and supported this fundraiser. It appears that we made in the neighborhood of $2,440. So a huge thank you to everyone who's helped. Mint smoothies. Sandra has those. All proceeds to the church. Meat pies. They make a nice little meal. $5. There are vegetarian and meat varieties. Garage sales coming up May 6th. It's going to be called the Put Your Records On with Denise Pelly, a show May 7th at 2 in the afternoon, $20, church fundraiser. Why not treat yourself to a nice Sunday afternoon out? Penny Social, there's a date change. Make note, we'll now be having our Penny Social on May 26th, details in the bulletin or in the announcements attached to this email. And looking ahead, thanks to everyone who helps with the food cupboard, of course, and please like our Facebook page. If you wish, regular or weekly donations, special donations can be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman. Her address and phone number is in our email. The opening of our worship. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And a thematic prayer. God of wilderness and water, your Son was baptized and tempted as we are. Guide us through this season, that we may not avoid struggle, but open ourselves to blessing through the cleansing depths of repentance and the heaven-rending words of the Spirit. Amen. For our reading this week, it's Psalm 23. It's a psalm of comfort, such as one might even say to themselves. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right pathways for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Well, this week, Reverend Peter is doing the sermon for us at 11. Thank you, Reverend Peter. And so, we're going to take this opportunity to hear a story, a very special story. Something that's talked about quite often these days is something called the theory of one. And this is a story that is about the theory of one, although it might not have been called that when the story was written. It's called What the Wind Said to Thajar, and it's by Martin Bell. Once upon a time, there was a little boy whose name was Thajar. Thajar liked the sunshine, especially liked the grass and trees, but his favorite thing in all the world was wind. Whenever there was wind, Thajar would run to get his hat and coat, and then when he was all bundled up, he would go for a walk. One day, when Thajar was out walking, the wind said hello to him. Naturally, he was very surprised. He had heard the wind many times before, but had never said hello to him. Thajar pulled up the ear flaps on his fuzzy hat and sat down beside a fir tree to listen. This is what the wind said. Thajar, you are my friend. I would like to tell you something important. Please listen carefully and try to remember what I say. Regardless of what anyone else may ever tell you, regardless even of what your own experience may lead you to believe, everything that is good. At the center of things, life belongs to life. Do you think you can remember that, Thajar? Little boy nodded his head. Everything that is good, he said. And at the center of things, life belongs to life. The wind whistled softly. Thajar, you are my friend. I've told you a great secret. Would you like to hear more? Thajar smiled and hugged his knees. Yes, indeed, he said out loud. He was glad the wind was talking to him. All right, then. Here's another secret that's almost as important as the first. Regardless of what anyone else may ever tell you, regardless even of what your own experience may lead you to believe, you are everyone who ever was and everyone who ever will be. You are the whole of creation, past, present, and future. Decisions you make today in what is called the here and now will validate or invalidate everything that's gone before and make possible or impossible everything that is to come. Anything that hurts anyone hurts you. Anything that helps anyone helps you. It's not possible to gain from another's loss or to lose from another's gain. Your life's immensely important. Everything depends on you. Thajar, do you understand this or is it too difficult? Oh, it's not difficult at all, the little boy replied. You've said that I'm everyone and everything. Because that's true, nothing can hurt anyone without hurting me. Nothing can help anyone without helping me. It's not difficult to understand. Please tell me more of your secrets. For a short time there was silence. It was as if the boy had surprised the wind with his answer. Thajar, you are my friend. I forgot momentarily that you were a child, and it surprised me that you understood so quickly. I'm not accustomed to such immediate insight. But then, usually I talk with grown-ups to understand what I have to say. It is more difficult for them than it is for children. I'm very pleased with you, Thajar. It is indeed rewarding to talk with someone who does not find my secrets difficult to understand. Thajar smiled. He liked the wind. What other wonderful things would he learn today? There is something else, the wind went on. Something I've always hesitated to talk about with one so young, but you've called my hesitance into question with your most immediate comprehension of my most difficult secrets. Therefore, let us continue. Thajar, you are my friend. I would like you to know the formula that correlates all of existence with the origin and aim of life. It is my desire that you should grasp the most basic truth about historical existence, the principle of intentionality by means of which fate is transformed into meaningful destiny, despair is rendered powerless, and hopelessness is overcome by joy. Thajar, regardless of what anyone else may ever tell you, regardless even of what your own experience may lead you to believe, it is in dying that one lives. It is in losing one's life that they find it. You must never fear dying, my little friend, because fear of dying leads to all sorts of futile and demonic attempts to preserve life. And life simply cannot be preserved. Meaning and purpose are correlates of sacrificial love. One is united with the origin and aim of life precisely as they expend themselves on behalf of the entire world. It's a hard lesson to learn, but it is the most basic truth about historical existence. Is this clear? Perhaps I've gone too fast? Thajar's eyes were bright with excitement. I couldn't understand all the words, he said, but I think I know what you mean. It's just as important as learning that everything that is good. That at the center of things, life belongs to life. It's much the same as understanding that I am everyone who ever was and everyone who ever will be. I do not know quite how to say it, but you have pointed out that I must not be afraid to die. On the contrary, you've said that the very meaning and purpose of life is grasped in the process of dying on behalf of the world. I suppose It is something like dying in order to give myself life. I mean, if I am everyone and everything, past, present, and future, then it is not others who will live as a result of my expending my life in history. It is rather I myself who will live. Such an expanded view of myself as you have now presented in your second great secret makes the conclusion of this most recent insight inescapable. Once again, you have surprised me, Thajar, with your insight, the wind whispered. I'm taken aback by your uncanny ability to seize upon the core of my teaching. You are indeed a magnificent child. But I wonder whether or not you will remember all of this when you are grown. It's conceivable that you will soon forget what I have said. Thajar smiled and hugged his knees. Will you forget having talked with me? He asked. No, the wind replied. That would not be possible. Then neither will it be possible for me to forget what you have said, the little boy concluded. Thajar sat quietly beside the fir tree for a length of time. When he was certain that the wind had gone, he pulled down the ear flaps on his fuzzy hat and started home. That night, Thajar's mother read him a story about elephants. After she had finished reading the story, she asked him what he remembered about it. Thajar said it was most important to remember that whatever hurt elephants hurt him, and that whatever helped elephants helped him. He added that at the center of things, life belongs to life, and this meant that he and elephants shared in the same experience and were somehow united with one another. He went on to say, it was good to be an elephant, and it was good to be Thajar. Thajar's mother did not question what he had said. It was not the answer she had expected, but it was a fine answer. Being an exceedingly wise woman, she let it go at that and closed the book about elephants and tucked the jar into bed. Now join together in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us pray. My sisters and brothers, reconciled to God by the mercy of Christ, we pray with confidence for the needs of the Church and the world. We've been asked to say prayers for Elaine, Garfield, Eunice, Marilyn, Connie, Jack, and Julie, Lisa, Sarah, and Jane, Linda, Sharon, Philip, Jackie, Cam, Diana, Ian, Edna, Matthew, Annika, Janice, Darren, Roland, and Ellen, Debbie, Jay, Maddox, Randy, Rick, Shelley, Martin, Sharon, Anne, Marcel, Tara, Jeff, Nicole, and Shelley, Walter, Joel, Melanie, Marlene, Pam, Ella, Kiana, Nancy, Jan, Don, Donna, Diane, Norma, Dave, Peter, Dan, Marilyn, Val, Karen, Bill, Sheila, Jessica, Sonia and Jamie, Alan, Dory, Belinda, Kim and Ross, Francis, Bill, Jeff, Jean, and Brian. Through Christ, you make us a new creation, O God, for with him we pass from sin to new life, to the new life of grace. Accept our prayers in the warm embrace of your compassion. Welcome all people to the festive banquet of your table, where may we rejoice in your love and celebrate the inheritance you have given us. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as our Savior has taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power, working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the Church and in Christ Jesus for ever and ever. Amen. And here is a prayer based on Scripture for today. Discerner of hearts, you look beneath our outward appearance and see your image in each of us. Banish in us the blindness that prevents us from recognizing truth, so we may see the world through your eyes with the compassion of Jesus Christ, who redeems us. Amen. And now the blessing from the Book of Common Prayer, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us. Please feel free to be in touch, text or email or call. It's great to hear from you always. And now our parting blessing song.
May God's blessings surround you each day as you trust him. Within, guard and keep you from sin.